You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Lee, this will be the 10th successive season that Arsenal have finished third or fourth in the Premier League. Arsene Wenger has developed this formula that keeps providing Champions League football for the club, but not one that's showing genuine progression. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I guess so. Because they're not, you know, they don't progress in terms of the team evolves, but it never seems to get any better. They never get that stellar player who's going to transform them. Sanchez is fantastic, but he's not the kind of guy who's going to drag the club by the scruff of the neck to compete with Chelsea. I mean, they're still going to finish potentially 12 points away from Chelsea, which is a lot, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah.
And couldn't quite put the foot down on the pedal when they needed to finish second, and you know, and that would be a progression, I think. So, yeah, I do tend to agree with you. I mean, it depends what Arsenal fans want, doesn't it? Do they want to see the team doing what they do every year, or do they want to see something more?
I'm guessing.
Well, Arsenal fans I speak to want more than what they're getting, which is, you know, Champions League football every single season. So, yeah, I think they do need to do more. I think Wenger's obviously, you know, fantastic at what he does, though. I don't think we can criticise him too much. And, you know, he knows how to get ready for a game like this, the FA Cup final. You know, last year, the run-up to the FA Cup final was fantastic. They won every game running up to it between the semi-final and the final. They went to Norwich on the final day of the season and won 2-0 away from home before the game against Hull. And I think we could probably see something similar here. He'll get them ready for this game. But West Brom, I mean, go and pick a West Brom result. I mean, I've got no idea what they're doing, West Brom.
I think they're big here.
I mean, they are a big price, but can they go to Arsenal and win?
Well,
7-1 does look big, but you're just not sure what you're going to get from West Brom from one week to the next. One week, they have like a five-goal thriller at home when they're supposed to be a defensively tight team. The next week, they go away and keep clean sheets where they shouldn't keep clean sheets. I think they're done, though. I can't see another big... I mean, 3-0 against Chelsea, and they go and beat Arsenal. They're beating Man United away in the last few weeks as well.
Beat Crystal Palace away from home?
No, not this one.
No?
No.
I can see this. I just like the way they set up against Chelsea, Derek.
It's a big price, though, 7-1.
They hit them on the break, and I think they're a big prize at sevens. What do you think?
Well, yeah. If it was any other stage of the season, yeah, but I just can't see what's in it for them. I always come back to that. What's in it for them? Last game of the season, they've just done a round of applause for beating Chelsea. Going to Arsenal? No, I can't. I think actually Arsenal are 2-5 to beat West Brom is a far better bet than Man City 4-7 to beat Southampton.
Okay.
You could argue that Villa are going to play an understrength team before the cup final, but Lee has given a persuasive theory why they won't, because how many cup finals have they competed in recent years, and they don't seem to do that. That's not their MO under Wenger. So I'm going for a convincing Arsenal win here. I just don't see what's in it for West Brom.
Arsenal -1 then, Derek?
Yeah, I could see that. I can see an Arsenal goal early on and West Brom giving up the ghost. If they were to lose 3-0 at Arsenal, big deal. Last game of the season, who cares?
10-11.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.